And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour, which is the latter half of the five-month-long hour of temptation that lasts 2.5 months or 70 evenings, which is what the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon of old were a type of. The true Christ won't return until immediately after that half an hour, which is the same period of time as the little season we read of back in the fifth seal, where the souls under the altar, who are those of the 7,000 Zadok who lived and died throughout the centuries, are silently observing the events of the sixth trumpet play out, as opposed to asking God how long would it be until he avenges their blood on them that dwell on the earth, because it's at the seventh trumpet when the true Christ returns, the day of vengeance begins. Remember, historically, Jesus opened the seven seals when he ascended to the Father 10 days before the first Pentecost after his death, burial, and resurrection, which is when the Holy Spirit spake through the 12 apostles, which is a type of what will happen to those of the church in Philadelphia who are also of the 7,000 Zadok, possibly only 232 of that number who will get delivered up to death, which is one of Satan's names, when all six trumpets of deception are sounding at the same time. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand, and the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. With the seven seals having been opened, meaning the information about the events that lead up to Christ's second advent, the fire that was cast into the earth is the same fire you can read of in Acts chapter 2, when there appeared unto the 12 apostles cloven tongues like as of fire, after which the Holy Spirit spake through them in a language understood by whoever heard it, beginning the chain reaction that continues to this day as God's children continue to return to him through Christ Jesus when they make the decision to believe in their heart, which means in their forehead, that God the Father raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, whereby they're grafted into God's family tree. Remember, Christ said in Luke chapter 12 verse 49, I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. So evidently from verse 6 to verse 7 in this eighth chapter of the book of Revelation is a gap that begins in Acts chapter 2 and ends in 1830, when the first trumpet began to sound, in my opinion, lining up with the first vial and the fourth seal, with 1830 being when the hidden dynasties began to be globalized, beginning with the hidden dynasty of education. 1830 being when Joseph Henry's foundational research on the electromagnetic telegraph is said to date back to, according to the Smithsonian Institutional Archive, setting the stage for the technology the Kenites used to plant the seed of the mark of the beast that will come to fruition at 666, when most Christians worship Satan instead of Christ whenever his image is transmitted throughout the world at that time. So the first angel sounded in 1830, and that first trumpet continued to sound, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up, looking forward to when all six trumpets of deception are sounding at the same time. The third part of trees being burned up is symbolic of when most Christians will be killed spiritually by the deception, symbolized by the fire, smoke, and brimstone that will issue out of the mouths of Satan's fallen angel locust army in the consumer stage thereof, when their images are transmitted throughout the globe, along with the image of the beast written of in the first vial, which is an image of Satan when he appears as the Antichrist. And notice this word translated as green is chloros in the Greek, as we also see in the fourth seal, where it's translated as pale. Again, hell followed with death means Satan's fallen angel locust army in the consumer stage, death being one of Satan's names, and it's at the woe of the sixth trumpet when all six trumpets of deception are sounding at the same time that Satan will appear as the false Christ. And the second angel sounded, beginning in 1913, lining up with the hidden dynasty of economics when the Federal Reserve System came into being, but what follows won't happen until 666, when Satan appears in Jerusalem as the false Christ in the middle of Daniel's 70th week, which was 7 years, but is now 5 months. And as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. This mountain being symbolic of the Christian nation, meaning all the Christians in the world except for the church in Philadelphia, and also the two witnesses, obviously, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, with the fire being symbolic of the Holy Spirit, as we saw back in verse 5 of this same chapter. Upon being killed spiritually, a Christian is no longer a Christian, having been made desolate of the Holy Spirit. And if a mountain burning with fire is cast into the sea, the fire goes out. But then the Holy Spirit will speak through those of the church in Philadelphia when they're delivered up to death, which is one of Satan's names, beginning the same sort of chain reaction written of in the book of Acts, beginning with chapter 2. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed, meaning those who were supposed to be vessels of the Spirit of God when they worshiped the destroyer, which is Satan in his role of Antichrist, called also the false prophet, as well as the little horn, called little because he'll only have 2.5 months or 70 evenings before the true Christ returns. And the third angel sounded, beginning in 1945, so at that point, the first three trumpets were all sounding at the same time when the United Nations came into being, lining up with the hidden dynasty of politics. The United Nations being, in my opinion, the great horn of the he-goat of Daniel chapter 8, verse 8, that must first be broken, so to speak, before it's replaced with the one world political system we'll read of in Revelation chapter 13. And there fell a great star from heaven, and as we'll see in the next chapter, at the woe of the fifth trumpet, Satan gets cast to earth along with this fallen angel locust army, which is when the one world political system comes into being. Burning, as it were, a lamp, which is when Satan appears as the false Christ at the woe of the sixth trumpet, claiming to be the Son of Righteousness, as Christ is called in Malachi chapter 4. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters at 666, when all six trumpets of deception are sounding at the same time. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. After the deadly wound to the one world political system that we'll read of in Revelation 13, when Satan appears as the false Christ, having two horns like a lamb, as we'll see in Revelation 13:11, and he spake as a dragon, because he is the dragon, the two horns being symbolic of the political and the religious, with the hidden dynasty of religion having been globalized in 1948 when Kenite-occupied Israel came into being, beginning this final generation, the generation of the fig tree. And the fourth angel sounded, beginning in 1948, so at that point in time, the first four trumpets were all sounding at the same time, but what follows won't happen until 666, when most Christians take part in the apostasia and become grafted into Satan's family tree, along with the natural branches thereof, which are the Kenites. And the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not, for a third part of it, and the night likewise, the light of the world being Christianity, but at 666 that light goes out when they worship the false Christ. The other two-thirds were already darkened because they weren't Christians, all but the light within those of the church in Philadelphia, as well as the two witnesses who are most likely Moses and Elijah. So having covered the first four trumpets, which line up with the first four seals, as well as the first four vials, as we'll see in Revelation chapter 16, what follows is 1969, when the fifth trumpet began to sound, but five is grace in biblical numerics. And this began the grace period during which the seed of the seal of God is planted in the foreheads of the 144,000, as we saw in the last chapter. And I beheld and heard an eagle, not an angel, but an eagle flying through the midst of of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe," to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. The grace period of the fifth trumpet ends with the woe of the fifth trumpet when Satan and his angels get cast to earth and the one world political system we'll read of in Revelation 13 comes into being, which then receives a deadly wound, after which Satan appears as the Antichrist at the woe of the sixth trumpet, healing the wound, so to speak, and that's when it goes from being a one-world political system to a one-world religious system, with the true Christ not returning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords until the woe of the seventh trumpet, which is also when the seventh vial is poured out immediately after the silence in heaven about the space of half an hour we read of back in verse 1, which is the seventh seal. And the fifth angel sounded, but again, 5 means grace in biblical numerics, and the woe of the fifth trumpet won't happen until the grace period ends that began in 1969, in my opinion. Remember, the 4 winds always means the 5-month-long hour of temptation, which doesn't begin until the woe of the fifth trumpet after the planting of the seed of the seal of God is accomplished, as we saw back in Revelation chapter 7. And I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet, this being Satan when he gets cast from heaven, as we'll see in Revelation chapter 12, along with his angels that make up the locust army we're about to read of here in Revelation chapter 9. And to him was given, to Satan that is to say, who is called also the dragon, the key of the bottomless pit, meaning he'll be allowed to deceive as many as he can throughout the 5-month-long hour of temptation up until the woe of the seventh trumpet, just after his angels get destroyed, and Satan himself is then cast into the bottomless pit, and a seal will be set upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. But beginning at the woe of the fifth trumpet, when the one world political system comes into being, Satan and his fallen angel locust army will be allowed to deceive all but those who have the seal of God in their forehead, which in the first half of the 5-month-long hour of temptation will be only those of the church in Philadelphia, and obviously the two witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, we'll read of in Revelation chapter 11. And he, meaning Satan, opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit, the deception that is to say, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. Notice they came out of the smoke, not out of the bottomless pit, because these are Satan's angels that will be cast from heaven to earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet, and their arrival could even be depicted as an alien invasion, which may even be why the one world political system will come together so quickly at that time. And unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power, this being the power to deceive in the first 3 stages during the first 2.5 months, but the spiritual kill won't happen until the woe of the sixth trumpet when Satan appears as the false Christ, when the 4th and final stage of the locust army begins, which is the consumer stage, the first 3 stages being the gnawer, the swarmer, and the devourer, as you can see on page 1225 of the Companion Bible. And in those first 3 stages, the locust army will gradually break down the belief structures within the foreheads of most Christians. Scorpion venom is a neurotoxin, and the analogy is that the deception of the fallen angels in the first 2.5 months with the first 3 stages isn't immediately fatal, but it will ultimately lead to the spiritual death of most Christians at 666 when the consumer stage begins, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. So this is an army of deception, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, meaning physically, but that they should be tormented 5 months for the entire 5-month-long hour of temptation, unless they repent during that last half hour and obtain the seal of God, as the 144,000 will, who are the church in Smyrna, because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those of the church in Philadelphia, and many out of most of the other churches will at that time repent also, then being able to take part in the first resurrection at the woe of the seventh trumpet immediately after Daniel's 70th week, which was 7 years but is now 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man, not ultimately fatal, in other words, spiritually speaking, for those who repent before the seventh angel sounds, and also for those who will take part in the second resurrection after the 1,000 years are finished. And in those those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them, because all will be changed into spiritual bodies when the true Christ returns immediately after the 5-month-long hour of temptation. So this is telling you what will happen to those who are tormented by the locust army for the entire 5 months, failing to repent before the 7th angel sounds. They'll say to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb," as we saw in the next to last verse of Revelation chapter 6. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, as opposed to crowns of gold that symbolize having eternal life, and their faces were as the faces of men. And as you can also see in Joel chapter 2 verse 4, the appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. And that word translated as horses in the Hebrew can even mean a swallow from its rapid flight, horses being what pull a chariot, as in the flying vehicles the fallen angels travel in. Their horses' hoofs shall be counted like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind, as you can see in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 28. And they had hair as the hair of women, and this word translated as women is translated as wife in Revelation chapters 19 and 21, where you can read of the Lamb's wife and these fallen angels at the woe of the sixth trumpet will claim to be the prophets and the apostles return with Christ, when they're really the fallen angel locust army of the false Christ, including those 10 fallen angel kings who will reign as kings with Satan throughout the entire 5 months, which are the negative counterfeit of the 24 elders, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, as you can also see in the book of Joel, this time in chapter 1, and they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And as you can also see in the book of Joel in the 5th verse of the 2nd chapter, like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, and the flying vehicles the fallen angels will travel in once they're cast to earth at the woe of the 5th trumpet. When the dragon stands on the sand of the sea, which is how Revelation chapter 13 verse 1 should really be translated, at which time the one world political system emerges, having 7 heads, which are symbolic of the 7 continents of the planet Earth, and 10 horns, which are symbolic of those 10 fallen angel kings, which are part of Daniel's fourth beast that you can read of in Daniel chapter 7, which is exclusively supernatural. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months, with the gnawer, swarmer, and devourer stages in the first 2.5 months, and then at 666, after the one world political system gets wounded to death, the consumer stage begins when Satan appears as the false Christ, called the little horn in Daniel chapter 7, as well as Daniel chapter 8, because he only has 2.5 months, or 70 evenings, before he gets cast into the bottomless pit. When the true Christ returns at the woe of the 7th trumpet. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon, which both mean the destroyer. One woe is past, meaning the woe of the 5th trumpet, and behold, there come 2 woes more hereafter, the woe of the 6th trumpet, and then 2.5 months later, the woe of the 7th trumpet. And the 6th angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the 6th angel, which had the trumpet, "Loose the 4 angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates." This being when Satan appears as the Antichrist in Jerusalem, with these 4 angels being the negative to the positive that are the 4 living creatures in the midst of and round about the throne of the true Christ, as we saw back in Revelation chapter 4. And the 4 angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the 3rd part of men, for to slay most Christians, in other words, by deceiving them into worshiping Satan instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means. When the image of the beast, which is an image of Satan, gets transmitted throughout the globe, beginning at the woe of the 6th trumpet. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. But as we know from Revelation 11:13, there are only 7,000 fallen angels, so this would be their images transmitted throughout the world at that time on all the smartphones, computers, and television screens that will appear to be an innumerable multitude. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, brimstone. And as you can see, when you look up these words translated as fire, jacinth, and brimstone in the Greek dictionary of your Strong's Concordance, they mean of fire, which in this case means electricity, deep blue, as in the blue light of the screens of all the smartphones, computers, and televisions, and finally sulfur-like is what this word translated as brimstone means, and there's only one element between sulfur and silicon on the periodic table of the elements, silicon being what the modern-day technology is made from that Satan and his fallen angel locust army will utilize to transmit their images across the earth, killing a third spiritually by deceiving them into believing Christ has returned along with his angels, when it's really the Antichrist and the fallen angels, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone, the deception that is to say. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. In other words, it's the deception that will issue out of the mouths of Satan's fallen angel locust army in the consumer stage thereof that will kill most Christians spiritually at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. Christians being the only ones that can die spiritually, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt, their tails being the invisible lines going from the camera lens to all the smartphones, computers, and televisions that their heads will appear on at that time, and then the fire, smoke, and brimstone, which is symbolic of the deception, will issue out of their mouths, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. In other words, the other two-thirds were spiritually dead already because they weren't Christians, but it's also during the sixth trumpet that those of the church in Philadelphia will be delivered up, and what the Holy Spirit will say through them at that time will be transmitted throughout the world also into all the smartphones, computers, and televisions, bringing the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna, as well as whoso will out of the confusion, which is what Babylon means, whereby they can repent, being then grafted back into God's family tree and able to take part in the first resurrection when the true Christ returns, beginning the same sort of chain reaction that you can read of in the book of Acts, beginning with chapter 2. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices, seven being the number of spiritual completeness in biblical numerics. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And as Christ says in Mark chapter 13 verse 11, to those who will be delivered up to death, which is one of Satan's names during the woe of the sixth trumpet, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Spirit. First through the church in Philadelphia, who are of the 7,000 Zadok, and then through those brought out of the confusion, which is what Babylon means, who will repent, being then grafted back into God's family tree because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those of the church in Philadelphia, meaning the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna, who had the seed of the seal of God planted in their foreheads during the grace period of the fifth trumpet, as well as many of those who have free will out of most of the other churches written of in the first three chapters of this book of Revelation. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. But as you can see pointed out in the Companion Bible, this should say when the seventh angel is about to sound, in other words, during the the days of the woe of the sixth trumpet, the mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants the prophets, because it's during the sixth trumpet that the Holy Spirit will speak through those who get delivered up, and what the Holy Spirit will say through them is what the seven thunders are symbolic of. Remember, John himself was one of the 12 apostles who were spoken through by the Holy Spirit, as you can see in Acts chapter 2, which was a type of what will happen during the sixth trumpet when the Holy Spirit will speak through those of the church in Philadelphia who are also of the 7,000, possibly even 232 of that number, who will have the seal of God in their foreheads throughout the entire 5-month long hour of temptation. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And again, John and the other 11 apostles were in Acts chapter 2, a type of those who received the seal of God in their forehead before the hour of temptation begins. That is to say, those of the 7,000 Zadok who are the church in Philadelphia. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And this you'll also see in Ezekiel chapter 3, where the roll of the book eaten by Ezekiel, who is obviously one of the 7,000 Zadok also, was in his mouth as honey for sweetness, as you can see in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 3, with the bitterness being in verse 14, just after verse 13, where you can read of the wings of the four living creatures, which are the same four living creatures of this book of Revelation, beginning in chapter 4, where in verse 5 we read of the candlestick in heaven, which symbolizes those of the 7,000 Zadok who have lived and died throughout the centuries, who will return with Christ at the seventh trumpet. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. John being not only among those of the 7,000 Zadok that will return with Christ, but again, the 12 apostles in Acts chapter 2 are symbolic of those of the Zadok who will be delivered up during the sixth trumpet, with what the Holy Spirit will say through them being what the seven thunders are symbolic of, which is what will cause the seed of the seal of God to come to fruition that was planted within the foreheads of the 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna, causing them to repent, being then restored to the many-membered body of the true Christ, along with those who of their own free will choose to hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit also, the seven churches being symbolized by seven candlesticks, and when added to the candlestick in heaven written of in Revelation chapter 4 verse 5, which again is symbolic of those of the 7,000 Zadok that will return with Christ, that's 8 candlesticks, and when added to the 2 candlesticks that we'll read of in the next chapter, which are symbolic of the 2 witnesses who are most likely Moses and Elijah, that's 10 candlesticks, just as it was in the temple Solomon built, as you can see in 2 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 7. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and as you can see pointed out in the Companion Bible, this reed like unto a rod measures for destruction and not for building. And the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. That's 3.5 years given in lunar time, but with Daniel's 70th week having been shortened to 5 months from 7 years, this is now 2.5 months or 70 evenings, which is what the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon of old were a type of. It's in the midst of Daniel's 70th week, which is now 5 months, that Satan will appear as the Antichrist, which is when the many-membered body of the true Christ, for the most part, will be destroyed spiritually when they're deceived into worshiping the Destroyer, which is one of Satan's names, as we saw back in the 11th verse of Revelation chapter 9. And I will give power unto my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. That's 3.5 years in solar time, which would then be shortened to 75 days rather than the 70 evenings that begin at 666. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And according to my map, the two witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, will be the two olive trees for 8.5 days, after which they'll become the two candlesticks whenever Satan appears as the false Christ, with the candlestick in Zechariah chapter 4 being during that 8.5 days, symbolic of the rest of the many-membered body. But then at 666, the candlestick in the fourth chapter of the book of Zechariah becomes the seven candlesticks written of in the first three chapters of this book of Revelation, and that's also when the two olive trees become the two candlesticks, and when added to the candlestick in heaven we read of back in chapter 4 verse 5, that's 10 candlesticks, just as it was in the temple Solomon built that was destroyed by the king of Babylon of old, who was a type of Antichrist. But then the temple was rebuilt, having then one candlestick again, as it was in the tabernacle in the wilderness, a type of the millennial priesthood that comes into being at the seventh trumpet. And if any man will hurt them, the two witnesses, that is to say, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies, and if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. This fire being symbolic of the truth, as opposed to the deception written of in the fourth vial we'll read of in chapter 16. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, which is what Elijah was known for, and have power over waters to turn them to blood as God did through Moses, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. But for every positive there's a negative, and these plagues are the positive counterpart to the six plagues of deception within the first six vials of Revelation 16. For example, the first plague is a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and the opposite of the mark of the beast is the seal of God, with the second and third vials having to do with the sea, rivers, and fountains of waters becoming blood, which means most Christians being killed spiritually when they worship the false Christ. But the waters being turned to blood here in Revelation chapter 11 verse 6 is the opposite, meaning the testimony of the two witnesses will cause many to repent, whereby they can then be grafted back into the many-membered body of the true Christ because of his blood shed on the cross for one and all times. And when they have finished their testimony, after these 75 days, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And as we'll see in chapter 20, the only one who ever ascends out of the bottomless pit is Satan himself after the 1,000 years are finished, which is when he'll be cast into the lake of fire, which is what it means to go into perdition. That's why he's called the son of perdition in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And their dead bodies, the dead bodies of the two witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified, Jerusalem that is to say. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put into graves, because this will all be transmitted throughout the globe on all the smartphones, computers, and televisions. The beginning of this 3.5 days is where you have to subtract the 75 days of the testimony of the two witnesses, and that's how you arrive at the 8.5 days, during which they're the two olive trees written of in Zechariah chapter 4, not becoming the two candlesticks until Satan appears as the Antichrist sitting in the temple of God claiming to be God, as you can also see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And remember, it was the king of Babylon of old that destroyed the temple Solomon built. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. These 7,000 being the fallen angels, who are part of the fourth beast you can read of in Daniel chapter 7, which is exclusively supernatural. The second woe is past, and behold, The third woe cometh quickly, the woe of the seventh trumpet, when the true Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as you can also see in Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats, that's Thronos in the Greek, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, the great tribulation, not beginning until the true Christ returns at the seventh trumpet, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them. Them which destroy the earth. And remember, these 24 elders were aboard the apparently polished spectrum metal vehicle we read of back in chapter 4 that the true Christ was also aboard. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail, the same hail that we'll read of in the last verse of chapter 16 of this book of Revelation, which is when the seventh vial gets poured out into the air immediately after the silence in heaven about the space of half an hour written of in the seventh seal. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. This being all the way back in the world that then was, as it's called in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, that is to say the first world age, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, as it's written in Job chapter 38, verse 7. So this woman is symbolic of all of God's children in the first earth and heaven age, and notice upon her head is a crown of 12 stars, meaning all were Israel, so to speak, in the first world age and were divided into 12 groups. And in the third world age that we'll read of in Revelation 21, notice the Lamb's wife, which is symbolic of all of God's children who will go into the eternity by believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ, is the new, which means the eternal Jerusalem, which has 12 gates and 12 foundations, going full circle. And she, meaning the woman that symbolizes Israel, so to speak, in the first world age, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. This age of salvation, which is the second world age that we're now in, became necessary when Satan rebelled and deceived a third of God's children. Rather than destroying a third of his own children, God destroyed the first world age and then created this second world age, whereby whosoever will believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved and go into the eternity, which is the third world age. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And as we'll see in Revelation chapter 17, the 7 heads of Satan's one world system in this world age are symbolic of 7 literal mountains, which are the 7 continents of the planet Earth. But here in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, the 7 heads are in heaven, not earth, with the 10 horns being 10 fallen angel kings that we'll also read of in Revelation chapter 17. In Revelation chapter 20, we'll learn that when Satan gets released from the bottomless pit after the 1,000 years are finished, he'll go out and gather an army to compass Jerusalem with, which is most likely the same thing he did in the first world age, only he gathered them from the 7 other planets he had taken over in his first rebellion in order to attack Jerusalem then also, which was obviously on the planet Earth. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. In other words, he deceived a third of God's children into being gathered together to battle against Jerusalem. And this is also when the 7,000 Zadok fought against Satan, and most likely the 144,000 fought against Satan as well, but not at first, while the other two-thirds didn't appear to do much of anything. So the first world age was destroyed, being made without form and void, and this age of salvation was created, which is the second world age, the heavens and the earth, which are now. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born, the woman now being Israel according to the flesh. So at this point in the verse, we've gone from the first world age to this second world age we're now in, with Satan attempting to prevent Christ from being born throughout the centuries leading up to his first advent. She brought forth a man-child, Christ Jesus, obviously, Mary having come from the 12 tribes, who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne 10 days before Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit spake through the apostles. Remember, we saw a vision of what happened when Christ ascended to the Father, beginning back in chapter 5 of this book of Revelation. He opened the seven seals, and then fire of the altar was cast into the earth, as we saw in verse 5 of Revelation chapter 8, which is when the Holy Spirit spake through the 12 apostles, as you can see in Acts chapter 2. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. These days being, in this case, symbolic of years, with the woman, after Christ's first advent, being symbolic of all who are Christian, both the natural branches of God's family tree, meaning those of the 12 tribes of Israel, according to the flesh, if they're Christian, as well as those grafted in. And then from 1830 to 1948, the first four trumpets began to sound, as we covered back in Revelation chapter 8, with 1969 being when the fifth trumpet began to sound. But five means grace in biblical numerics, and that grace period will end at the woe of the fifth trumpet, when Satan and his angels get cast to earth. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him, at the woe of the fifth trumpet, at the beginning of the five-month-long hour of temptation. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Most of the 7,000 Zadok being the armies which were in heaven, which fought against the 7,000 fallen angels back in verse 7, who along with Satan will get cast to the earth when the hour of temptation begins. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. 5 months, beginning at the woe of the fifth trumpet, when the one-world political system emerges, having 7 heads, which are symbolic of the 7 continents of the planet Earth, and 10 horns, which are symbolic of 10 fallen angel kings. And then after the deadly wound that we'll read of in the next chapter, Satan will appear as the Antichrist in Jerusalem at the woe of the sixth trumpet, beginning the final 2.5 months, or 70 evenings, the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon of old were a type of. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman, which is symbolic of Christianity, both the natural branches from the 12 tribes according to the flesh, if they believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as those grafted in. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And with the 7 years being shortened to 5 months, this time and times and half a time becomes 2.5 months, with these 2 wings of a great eagle being symbolic of God's protection from spiritual death up until the midst of the 5 months, when those eagle's wings are plucked, as you can see in Daniel chapter 7, which is when most Christians become the whore of Babylon and the apostasia, with the obvious exception of the church in Philadelphia, as well as the 2 witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood, 666, when he appears as the false Christ, this flood being a flood of deception that will kill most Christians spiritually at that time, when they worship Satan instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means. And the earth, which is symbolic of those the Holy Spirit will speak through during the woe of the sixth trumpet, helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which is symbolic of the the deception which the dragon cast out of his mouth, meaning those who repent because of what the Holy Spirit will say during that time in the true Pentecostal tongue will no longer be deceived into believing Satan as Jesus returned, and they'll be grafted back into God's family tree all were part of in the first world age. And the dragon was wroth with the woman because many will of their own free will come out of the Babylon of the end times hearkening to the words of the Holy Spirit, standing against Satan from that point forward, then being able to take part in the first resurrection, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. This being when Satan kills the two witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, and sends the Ezekiel 38 confederacy to destroy those who will be part of God's family tree at that time. And it's 3.5 days after Satan kills the two witnesses that the seventh angel sounds and the true Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, destroying Satan's role of Antichrist, which is also called the False Prophet, as well as his one world system. When the battles of Armageddon and Haman Gog transpire at the beginning of the Great Tribulation, which is the 1,000-year-long Day of the Lord. And again, after the 1,000 years are finished, Satan will once again gather an army to battle against Jerusalem, and that's when he'll be cast into the lake of fire along with whoever follows him at that time. Everyone else goes into the eternity, which is the third world age. And the dragon stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, is how Revelation chapter 13 verse 1 should be translated. As you can see pointed out in the Companion Bible, the dragon being Satan, who along with his angels will be cast to earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet, when the one world political system will emerge, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy, names plural as opposed to singular, as you can also see pointed out in the Companion Bible. And these 7 heads are symbolic of 7 literal mountains, as we'll see in chapter 17 of this book of Revelation, meaning the 7 continents of the planet Earth, with the 10 horns being symbolic of 10 fallen angel kings that you can also read of in Daniel chapter 7. So the dragon, who is Satan, stood upon the sand of the sea, and then John saw a one-world political system rise up out of the sea, and as we'll also see in Revelation chapter 17, the waters are symbolic of peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, that is to say Satan, gave him his power and his seat, that's thronos in the Greek, and great authority. And you can also read of the leopard, bear, and lion in Daniel chapter 7. The leopard being symbolic of the Kenites, who are those stones worn smooth, and their 4 hidden dynasties providing the infrastructure for this one world political system that will come into being at the woe of the fifth trumpet. The bear is made up of the Ezekiel 38 confederacy, and the lion is made up of the Christian nations up until the woe of the sixth trumpet, when Satan appears as the Antichrist, because that's when most Christians will die spiritually, causing the Christian nations to become non-Christian Christian nations at that time. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, this being the fifth vial that we'll read of in Revelation chapter 16 that gets poured out on the seat, which is thronos in the Greek, of the beast, after which Satan will appear as the false Christ, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast, at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial, this deadly wound being most likely one or more of the countries on one of the 7 heads, which are the 7 continents, declaring independence from the so-called New World Order, which will cause the entire system to become wounded to death, so to speak. But then when Satan appears as the false Christ in Jerusalem, they'll cease to rebel against the one world government because they'll think Satan is Christ returned, and they worship the dragon, that is to say Satan, which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And as it's written in Daniel chapter 8 verse 25, by peace, supposedly, Satan will destroy many, spiritually speaking. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. But now that Daniel's 70th week, that you can read of in Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, has been shortened from 7 years to 5 months, this is now a 2.5 month period, or 70 evenings, which the 70 years in captivity to the Babylon Babylon of old were a type of Satan in his role of Antichrist being the king of Babylon of the end times, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle in them that dwell in heaven. When Satan claims to be Jesus returned, Satan's role of Antichrist, which is also called the false prophet, is the little horn that you can read of in Daniel chapter 7. Little because he only has 2.5 months until the true Christ returns at the woe of the seventh trumpet. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Satan will make war against the two witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, and shall overcome them and kill them, as we saw back in chapter 11, but then 3.5 days later they'll be resurrected, after which the true Christ returns, destroying Satan's role of Antichrist as well as his one world system. In other words, he'll destroy Daniel's exclusive supernatural fourth beast, and that's when Satan will be locked up in the bottomless pit until the 1,000 years are finished, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, Satan, when he appears as the false Christ, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, meaning all but the two witnesses in the church in Philadelphia. The foundation of the world means the destruction of the first world age, as you can see in Appendix 146 of the Companion Bible, and those of the 7,000 Zadok fought against Satan when he first rebelled, causing the first world age to be destroyed, which is when their names were written in the book of life of the Lamb slain. The 144,000 who are the church in Smyrna most likely fought against Satan also, but not at first, which is why they'll be deceived in the apostasia initially, but then when the Holy Spirit speaks through those of the church in Philadelphia who are of the Zadok, the 144,000 will repent along with whosoever will, being then grafted back into God's family tree all were part of in the first world age. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, because he is the dragon, that is to say, Satan himself, claiming to be both King of Kings and Lord of Lords at 666 in the midst of Daniel's 70th week, which was 7 years, but is now 5 months. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. The one world system, which will go from being a one world political system to a one world religious system when Satan appears in Jerusalem and his image gets transmitted throughout the globe, along with the images of his fallen angel locust army in the consumer stage thereof. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Again, an image of Satan as the false Christ transmitted throughout the world into all the smartphones, computers, and televisions when he appears in Jerusalem as the king of Babylon of the end times. Babylon means confusion, and he had power to give life, that's pneuma in the Greek, unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. They'll be delivered up to death, in other words, which is one of Satan's names for refusing to worship his image when it gets transmitted throughout the world. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. The mark of the beast being the deception that Satan is Jesus in their foreheads, with the in their right hand part being a figure of speech that means the work they'll do for Satan because they'll think that he's Jesus returned. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's 666, and it's at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial that Satan appears as the Antichrist, the man of sin, as he's called in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, not a human being, but rather the false rock, as opposed to the true rock, who is the true Christ, who doesn't return until 777. And this word translated as count is number 5585 in the Greek dictionary of the Strong's Concordance, and it's from 5586, and it means to use pebbles, which are stones, in enumeration, that is to say the stones worn smooth, which are symbolic of the Kenites who come from the false rock, who is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, otherwise known as that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who is the father of Cain, and the sons of Cain are the natural branches of Satan's family tree that most Christians will be grafted into at 666 when they worship Satan instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and his father's name, as you can see pointed out in the Companion Bible, written in their foreheads, God the Father as well as God the Son. And as you can see in the final chapter of this book of Revelation, in verses 3 and 4, and there shall be no more curse in the eternity after the 1,000 years are finished, but the throne of God and of the Lamb, God the Father and God the Son, shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. So the time frame of the vision John saw in Revelation chapter 14 of the 144,000 is a vision of the eternity after the 1,000 years are finished. As we know from Ezekiel chapter 44, only the 7,000 Tzedak are allowed to approach Christ during the 1,000-year-long day of the Lord that begins at the seventh trumpet. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts, the four living creatures that is to say, and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth, who are the church in Smyrna, and having received the seed of the seal of God in their forehead, during the grace period of the fifth trumpet, they'll be brought out of the confusion, which is what Babylon means when the Holy Spirit speaks through those of the church in Philadelphia. That's when the seed of the seal of God will spring forth within their foreheads, causing them to repent, along with many who of their own free will come out of the confusion also at that time, being then able to take part in the first resurrection at harvest time, which is when the true Christ returns at the seventh trumpet, gathering the millennial priesthood, who are the good figs written of in Jeremiah chapter 24, to Jerusalem. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Spiritually speaking, having repented for taking part in the great apostasy, they'll have their spiritual virginity restored, meaning they'll be part of God's family tree when the true husband returns, as opposed to being with child and giving suck, which means impregnated in their forehead with Satan's deception and spreading it one to another. And those who fail to repent before the seventh angel sounds will be counted as evil figs and cast into the outer darkness, along with the Kenites, who are the natural branches of Satan's family tree, and the stones worn smooth that come from the false rock, who is the false Christ. But always remember, it's whosoever will, meaning even a Kenite, can be grafted into God's family tree upon believing in their heart God the Father raised the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God the Son, from the dead, as we know from Romans chapter 10, verse 9. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. But again, only after the 1,000 years are finished, as you can see in Ezekiel chapter 44. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, having received the seed of the seal of God during the grace period of the fifth trumpet, as we saw back in chapter 7 of this book of Revelation, the 144,000 being the first fruits of this world age, with the 7,000 Tzedak, whose names were written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, being the first fruits of the first world age. The foundation of the world means the destruction of the world that then was, as you can see in Appendix 146 of the Companion Bible, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Having already taken part in the first resurrection, the 144,000 will be without fault at the great white throne judgment that we'll read of in Revelation chapter 20, being then able to go into the eternity, which is the third world age, along with many who will stand against Satan after the 1,000 years are finished and take part in the second resurrection because of the discipline Christ will teach through the millennial priesthood. Those who take part in the second resurrection being those which came out of great tribulation we read of back in verse 14 of chapter 7. The great tribulation being the 1,000-year-long day of the Lord that begins at the seventh trumpet when the true Christ returns. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial being when the Babylon of the end times comes into being, when most Christians cease to be citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem and become citizens of Babylon, which means confusion, losing their virginity spiritually speaking when they go from being the virgin bride of the true Christ to the whore of Babylon when they worship Satan instead of Christ, Satan being the son of perdition and the blood of a dead man that we'll read of in Revelation chapter 16 verse 3 is the blood of the son of perdition spiritually speaking as opposed to the blood of the son of God, the blood of the son of perdition being the same thing as the wine of the fornication of the whore of Babylon. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, which is an image of Satan as the Antichrist, called also the false prophet, transmitted throughout the globe, beginning at the woe of the sixth trumpet, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the mark of the beast being the deception that Satan is Jesus returned, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And lest they repent before the true Christ returns at the seventh trumpet, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, because they'll be blotted out of existence in the lake of fire, meaning never shall they be any more unless they absorb the discipline Christ will teach through the millennial priesthood and stand against Satan, who is the son of perdition, when he's released from the bottomless pit. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast in his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name, meaning those who fail to repent during the sixth trumpet who are found with child and giving suck, so to speak, when the true Christ returns will go into the millennium not knowing whether they'll be blotted out in the lake of fire or go into the eternity after the 1,000 years are finished. Their lives, which means their souls, shall hang in doubt before them, as it's written in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 66, which is part of the curse placed upon those who refuse to diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord our God. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them, meaning those who are Christian that die before Satan appears as the Antichrist, because they won't lose credit for their righteous acts in the apostasia. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. The harvest being the end of the world, as we know from Matthew chapter 13, when the true Christ returns at the seventh trumpet, which is when the tares are separated from the wheat, meaning the Kenites, as well as those grafted in to Satan's family tree, will be separated from those who are part of God's family tree at that time, the good figs as opposed to the evil figs written of in Jeremiah 24. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God, which is treaded by the true Christ, as we'll see in verse 15 of the 19th chapter of this book of Revelation. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, the wine of the fornication of the whore of Babylon, which again is the blood of a dead man, we'll read of in verse 3 of Revelation 16. That is to say, the blood of the son of perdition, who is that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who most Christians will worship in the great apostasy, as it's called, at 666 in the midst of Daniel's 70th week, which was 7 years, but is now 5 months, even unto the horse bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs, the discipline Christ will teach through the millennial priesthood, which is made up of the 7,000 Zadok, the 144,000, and whosoever will is what will purge the wine of the fornication of the whore of Babylon out of those who fail to take part in the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet. If having absorbed Christ's teachings of discipline throughout the 1,000 years, they stand against Satan when he's released from the bottomless pit, they'll take part in the second resurrection and go into the eternity as citizens of the new, which means the eternal Jerusalem in the third world age. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. The first 6 plagues being plagues of deception, with the 7th plague lining up with the 7th trumpet, which is when the true Christ returns and the great day of his wrath begins, which is the great tribulation. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image, the image of Satan, transmitted throughout the world, and over his mark, the mark of deception, in the forehead, that Satan is Jesus returned, and over the number of his name, that number being 666, which is the 6th seal, the 6th trumpet, and the 6th vial, when Satan appears in Jerusalem as the false Christ. This word translated his name in the Greek is a thing of positive identification, and because most Christians don't know the difference between the true Christ and the Antichrist, they'll be grafted into Satan's family tree in the great apostasy in the midst of Daniel's 70th week, which was 7 years but is now 5 months, ending at the 7th trumpet when the true Christ returns and the first resurrection occurs. And again, we see here them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God when the 7th vial gets poured out into the air, as we'll see in the next chapter. The first 4 vials having been poured out at the same time the first 4 trumpets began to sound, lining up with the globalization of the 4 hidden dynasties of education, economics, politics, and religion, with the 5th vial being the deadly wound we read of back in chapter 13 of this book of Revelation. And the deadly wound is followed by 666, which is again the 6th seal, the 6th trumpet, and the 6th vial, when Satan appears as the false Christ in Jerusalem, which is when most Christians are killed spiritually. So with the first 6 vials, as well as the first 6 trumpets, there's a build-up beginning in 1830, with the seed of the mark of the beast that was planted by the 4 hidden dynasties not coming to fruition until 666. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, meaning those who will get the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name. The song of Moses you'll find in Deuteronomy chapter 32, where, as you can see in the 31st verse, their rock is not as our rock. Satan being the false rock, the stones worn smooth are from, we're supposed to enumerate, whereby we can understand that the Antichrist is the king of Tyrus, which means rock, written of in Ezekiel chapter 28. That is to say, Satan, who impregnated Eve with Cain, and the sons of Cain are the natural branches of Satan's family tree. remember that word count in the last verse of Revelation 13 means to enumerate the stones worn smooth, which are symbolic of the children of the king of Tyrus, the false rock. So they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints, King of nations, rather, according to the Companion Bible. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts, one of the four living creatures, that is to say, gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. Remember back in chapter 8 of this book of Revelation, we saw that after all seven seals were opened, after Christ ascended to the Father in Acts chapter 1, fire of the altar was then cast into the earth, after which the Holy Spirit spake through the 12 apostles in Acts chapter 2. Then the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound, followed by a gap that ended in 1830, when the first trumpet began to sound and the first vial was poured out, lining up with the fourth seal. But again, the spiritual death written of in the first six trumpets and vials won't occur until 666, with the seventh trumpet and the seventh vial being when the true Christ returns immediately after the half an hour written of in the seventh seal. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Remember, when Christ died on the cross, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, meaning from that point forward, salvation was open to whosoever will. So no man being able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled means those who failed to take part in the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet, which is also when the seventh vial will be poured out into the air, won't be able to be grafted into the many-membered body of the true Christ until after the 1,000 years are finished. The day of the Lord being the great tribulation, called also the great day of his wrath in the last verse of Revelation chapter 6. Those who choose to absorb the discipline Christ will teach during that time through the millennial priesthood and stand against Satan after the 1,000 years are finished will take part in the second resurrection into eternal life and go into the eternity, which is the third world age.